Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
From KQED in San Francisco, I'm Alexis Madrigal. 25 years ago, a group of far-sighted technologists and librarians realized that someone would have to archive the internet. To understand the evolution of our civilization, they figured we'd need a record of all those web pages, then numbering in the hundreds of thousands, now in the billions. And so the Internet Archive and eventually Wayback Machine were born, and they remain crucial institutions. Today, the founder of the Internet Archive, Brewster Kahle, and two scholars join us for a discussion on the Internet that was, the Internet that is, and the Internet that could be. But first, historic rain totals from Marin to Sacramento led to flooding across the region. We'll recap the wild weekend of real weather. That's coming up next after this news. Welcome to Forum. I'm Alexis Madrigal. After record wildfires and drought declarations across our region, the historic levels of precipitation we got over the weekend were truly something to behold. Clearly, we want the rain, but an atmospheric river that dumped over 10 inches of rain in some places, just scarred by fires, seemed like a too wild swing. To fill us in is KQED's Dan Brecke. Thanks for joining us, Dan.
Hey, Alexis. Good to hear you.
So it's wild. I mean, how about that rain? I mean, I've been reading reports of record rain in parts of Marin. Sacramento, I think, had the number one rain day in its history. So what did we really see over the weekend, and where were the biggest impacts?
Well, I think the word you used at the top there, historic, is really appropriate. I mean, this is going to go down with some of the great Bay Area and Northern California storms that we've ever seen. Mm-hmm. The October 1962 storms that, if you're old enough, delayed the World Series between the Giants and the Yankees. The December 1964 storms that caused devastating floods in parts of Northern California. What we saw this weekend actually wasn't at that level. And many others down through the years. You know, there were countless records broken. San Francisco is on the verge of having its rainiest October ever. And, you know, I will admit, you know, I said this on one of the newscasts earlier, when I woke up around 2 o'clock in the morning and heard rain pounding on the roof here in Berkeley, I was thinking, okay, enough already. And it's just, you know, it is a really wild swing, and it's a little hard to get your arms around.
Yeah. Well, and even by the numbers, I saw that meteorologists were noting that for our sort of for the latitude and longitude of the storm, it had the lowest pressure recording ever. So, I mean, it was really, truly a historic storm.
It was. And you know, people have been talking about this bomb cyclone. You know, bomb cyclone is a term that goes back to World War II. Actually, I've read that Norwegian meteorologists came up with it during World War II when they knew something about bombs. And it just means a very rapidly deepening storm center, low pressure center. And that's what we saw. And that was one of the things that drove the rain we saw. It wasn't just the moisture. We had an unbelievably wet tongue of air coming in from the Pacific, but it was also the dynamics produced by this really intense storm center that resulted in this huge rain.
So both looking at the weather models as well as looking outside where the sun is shining, is this event basic? This is over, at least in this region.
Yeah, this is over for now. I mean, it's moving south. They're having very heavy rain on parts of the central coast. Some worries about whether there will be rock slides along Highway 1, as we usually see in this kind of weather. And then it'll move into Southern California. There's rain forecast, pretty good rain from Santa Barbara, all the way over to Los Angeles and even further south. So that's where the rain's headed now.
So what do we know about when this kind of rain was hitting these sort of fresh burn scars? What happened in that interaction?
Well, you know, I think to a certain extent, we're still waiting to see some of the places where the really heavy rains were hitting in the Dixie Fire burn scar. Now that's in the Feather River watershed, Plumas and Lassen counties, and the Calder River, the Calder Fire burn scar along Highway 50 and up toward Lake Tahoe. You know, people haven't really gotten back in there yet to see, but you know, US 50 was closed by flooding. Still is closed, I believe, by flooding. And then they've got snow further up this morning. I think we're waiting to see, but you know, so much water moves so quickly that the natural occurrence is you'll see rock slides and mud slides. And there were some of those along the Feather River Canyon. I think we saw almost equally dramatic effects here in the, right here in the Central Bay area. Mm. So it's, you know, I'm sorry about the phone there.
No problem.
Flooding in the North Bay and actually pretty much everywhere in the Bay Area, low level floods, but flooding nonetheless.
But everywhere, yeah. You know, one of the things that I was noticing, looking at some of the record breaks in the different cities of the Bay, was that very few of those records that it, you know, this storm was surpassing occurred in October. You know, it's like November, December, January, which, you know, matches my experience as a Bay Area resident. Is it meaningful that this storm hit in October?
Well, I think it's meaningful that a storm this intense hit in this October after two very, very dry years. I mean, how it ranks in October storms, I mean, there is actually some precedent, and that's because occasionally typhoons on the other side of the Pacific can actually do this thing that they call recurving. They can actually travel north toward the Aleutians and Alaska and actually come back and sort of hit us in North America. I mentioned 1962. Some people call that the Storm King because there were huge, huge storms along, or one gigantic storm along the West Coast from Washington State to the South. But it is very unusual. And typically, we see a storm with this much moisture and this much ferocity much later in the season, December, January, February.
So a couple other topics to touch on here. Is it fair to say that fire season is over with this storm?
I think it's fair to say it's over and done with completely in the northern half of the state. I think it's a little bit more of a mixed picture in the southern half. Mm-hmm. The Sierra Nevada have gotten lots of rain all the way to the south end of the chain. But there are parts of Southern California that are still pretty dry. And, you know, there is a normal climatic phenomenon that we see where they will get Santa Ana winds down there, even into December. In 2017, 2018 rather, we had the Thomas Fire in Santa Barbara County. And I think that's something we have to really watch. Now, they may get enough rain today where they're going to be in good shape, but I don't think you can ever say it's completely done with in California. Mm-hmm. In our part, yes.
Well, that is good news. Full stop, that is good news. Listener John in Antioch asked, is this storm going to be a one and done? And perhaps more importantly, how many storms like this do we need to end the drought?
We need lots of storms like this to end the drought. This storm is kind of one and done. If you look at the 6 to 10 day and 8 to 14 day outlooks from the Climate Prediction Center, NOAA's CPC, mm-hmm. You'll see that we're expecting below normal precipitation in most of the West, including California, for the next 2 weeks. And so this is we're not going to have a follow-up atmospheric river type storm. We simply don't really know beyond that, and then the question about the drought, you know, here's one amazing statistic. Lake Oroville, which has been at historic low levels, picked up 100,000 acre feet of water in just the last 24 hours. That's a heck of a lot of water. That's enough water for 200,000 households for a year, 33 billion gallons. But it's only 26% full. The reservoir is just 26% full. So they have that far to go. And of course, the drought is about so much more than reservoir numbers, right? There is untold stress on our natural environment. We know in the last big drought, 100 million trees or more died in the Sierra. And those forests have been subjected again to very serious stress. So we won't really know for a while what the impact of the recent drought is or what it's going to take to get us out of this. But we're nowhere near what we need to say that the drought is over. It will improve in Northern California. That's a forecast that just came out from NOAA, but it ain't over.
And it seems like places like Marin, especially, that are so reliant on actual rainfall and not rainfalling in other parts of the state might benefit from this too.
Well, their reservoirs started to bounce a little bit at the end of last week, and I was looking to see whether they had posted their numbers. The Marin Municipal Water District, they had not posted their weekend numbers. So there will be an improvement in those reservoirs there, which are very low.
Very low, yeah. Want to ask about the climate link here. You know, in the past, many scientists were cautious about attributing any single weather event to a changing climate. This time around, you know, climate scientists I follow, I think many people do, Weather West on Twitter, Daniel Swain. You know, when he wrote, it's worth noting that this exact situation, an extremely strong atmospheric river, bringing a brief period of record rainfall in midst of severe and temperature amplified drought, is what we expect to see in California with climate change. Does seem like this is really like right in the meat of the center of the predictions for what's supposed to happen here going forward.
Oh, for sure. And I took note of that same tweet and I actually went and rented the paper. I haven't finished reading it yet. But I mean, you know, what he and his colleagues posited in this paper they published in 2019 was that the winter we saw in 2016 and 17, which was historically wet, really, really soaking wet everywhere in California, following a historically deep and devastating drought, is something that we ought to be expecting in the future. So what we don't know at the threshold of our wet season now, and remember, we're just at the very beginning, is whether we're going to be looking at 60 straight days of dry, sunny weather in January and February, when it should be raining, or whether it will be a repeat of 16 and 17. Just don't know.
Where it really felt. That was like the Noah's Ark winter.
Yeah.
You're just like, it has literally been raining for 60 days. Yeah. You know, in Sacramento, one of the things that was wild was they set a record for like the driest continuous stretch, then set their all-time ever precipitation record yesterday.
Yeah, that's an extreme swing. And listen, we all saw some part of that wherever you were in the Bay Area. This was so intense for so long, and I think the other thing that people saw that was shocking. For instance, in the North Bay, along the tributaries of Corte Madera Creek, like Fairfax and San Anselmo, Sleepy Hollow, those creeks flashed up to flood stage or very close to flood stage almost instantaneously. Yeah. And the same with the Napa River and parts of the Russian River.
Man. That was KQED editor Dan Brecke, who's been tracking this atmospheric river. Thanks, Dan. I'm Alexis Madrigal. We'll be right back after a short break.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.